One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
It's time to talk golf. That's our job, and it's what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show, and all you have to do is listen. Greetings, I'm Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. The Duke, Robert DeCosa, is with us in Master Control, so the gang is all here, and we have a really special show for you today, which is appropriate because today is a special day. It's Father's Day, and it's also traditionally the Championship Sunday at the United States Open. Those two special guests for you today, well, we're excited to have one of the newest members of the World Golf Hall of Fame joining us. She won 19 times on the LPGA Tour. Two-time major champion Sandra Palmer will be here today on Tee to Green. Then later in the hour, our good friend Mark Keble pays a return visit. It's been a while since we last talked to Mark, but he's been keeping busy besides his work at the Broadmoor here in Colorado Springs and the Air Force Academy. Mark is also the founder and chairman of Fearless Golf. It's a program that uses golf to help at-risk kids. How cool is that? Mark Keble with us today on Tee to Green. We'll also check in with what's going on at Pinehurst. The final round of the 144th U.S. Open is underway. A lot to unpack, and it's all straight ahead on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. Listen live or streamed on sportsbyline.com. Now also on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and you can listen anytime, anywhere, any place on the Sirius XM app. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. We are teeing it up and talking golf with World Golf Hall of Famer Sandra Palmer, who joins us next here on Tee to Green.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now
and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Destination Listening for Dedicated Golfers. Look no further because you have found it once again. Welcome in. It's Tita Green. It's The Golf Show. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. Nice to have you with us today as we talk golf. And as I said in the open, a special program for you today. Robert DeCosa, the Duke, is with us in Master Control. How you doing, Debbie? Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
I am fantastic and so excited, Jay, for our guest today. The conversations are going to be extraordinary, so everyone buckle up for an amazing show.
Yeah, we got two really good guests later in the hour. With us will be Mark Kelbel. He's got a program. He's here in Colorado Springs, and he's got a program called Fearless Golf, and it's a program that uses golf to help at-risk kids. Mark does a lot of things, but maybe this is the thing I think right now he's most excited about, and I'm looking forward to talking to him about that later in the show. But our first guest is standing by, ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line. Sandra Palmer came out of Fort Worth, Texas, and North Texas State. She turned professional and joined the LPGA Tour in 1964. It took her 7 years to get her first win, but once she started winning, she didn't stop. She won 19 LPGA Tour events along the way, two major championships, including the 1975 U.S. Open. She was the LPGA Player of the Year in 1975. Her last event came in 1997, and then last year, she learned that she was elected to the World Golf Hall of Fame. The induction ceremonies happened just last week, and Sandra Palmer, along with Padraig Harrington, Tom Weisskopf, Johnny Farrell, and Beverly Hansen, became the newest members of the World Golf Hall of Fame. We are so excited to welcome Sandra Palmer to Tee to Green. Good morning, Sandra.
Well, that's quite an introduction. Thank you so much.
You like that?
Hi, Deb.
Hey, Sandra. Well, it's quite an introduction because you have had quite a career.
It's always a privilege and honor to see you and talk to you. I get to do that a few times a year, and now to share you with all of our listeners. So I'd love to get into, Sandra, the U.S. Open, because the men are playing in their U.S. Open right now. We're looking for an exciting day today with Bryson DeChambeau ahead by 3 and 4 people chasing them at 4 under par. Share with us, like, how do you prepare for a U.S. Open? You know it's going to be one of the toughest challenges you face the whole season.
Well, you know, the USGA, they really know how to set up a golf course, that's for sure. And there's always such a premium on hitting the ball in the fairway, although, having been watching this, usually there's rough at most of the Opens, but this one, is a lot different because of, Debbie, from the water restrictions, they're trying to make the golf courses be able to stand up without having rough. We do have water shortages around the country. Well, maybe not so much now that we've had all this rain. across the country, I've been in the Midwest, my gosh. So maybe they'll get back to having more rough. But the rough in the past, the years that I played, was really, really difficult. And, of course, the greens, are firm and fast. That's the way they like them. So anyway, this is exciting. I've been watching. As I'm watching you, I still have the morning group on TV. So I'll let you know if there's something exciting happening.
Yes, please do. Keep us up to date. So I think a lot of it is a mental challenge, right? Because, typically U.S. Open, as you said, has major rough. The mental challenge of the pressure, the greens here are the challenge. We've seen some double bogeys out there and triple bogeys just because of the false front. So mentally, when you're preparing for that, what is the key, or when you're actually playing, what's the key in the mental game to succeed for these guys going out today and for your amazing performances at the U.S. Women's Open?
Thank you. Well, I think you just have to be prepared that you're going to make mistakes and you have to deal with it. I heard where Martin Keimer was talking about the year that he won, that if he could stay away from double bogeys, which he did. And I believe the year that Michelle Wee won at Pinehurst, the week after the men were there, and they're going to do that again, aren't they, in 2029? I hope I'm still around to go see that. That Michelle didn't have any three putts or something like that. I mean, it's just such a premium. But, as far as they hit the ball, is just amazing now. I mean, they're mainly hitting a lot of short irons in there, and that's a luxury that I didn't have. So the key to my playing was keeping the ball in play, and at that time I had a good short game. I mean, the lines are so close, it's like hitting off the road around the greens. They're just firm, and they are a genius at those short shots. I've seen so many great ones.
Sandra, we always hear, especially when it comes to playing in a U.S. Open, that par is a good score. And golfers, good golfers anyway, tend to be aggressive and go for it more. But do you have to change your mindset a little bit when you're playing in a U.S. Open compared to other events, other tournaments?
Well, that's a little out of my game because I just played the way I had to play the way the golf architect made the course, and you don't have to always go for the pins, and that's the one you have to be disciplined. And I'm so impressed with Bryson DeChambeau that he knows his game so well, and looks like he's playing pretty smart golf, not to mention how he's putting. But the USGA hardly ever puts a pin in the middle of the green ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's true.
And it's always on the side where it's sloping. So, they know what they're doing, and they know that they're going to get, I don't know how many people that would be their first win, but I remember Geralyn Britt, and she played a great tournament, obviously, to win, but that was her only win. on the LPGA tour, but several players like that, if that's their first win. I don't know. I just think it's just amazing how you sometimes can put all your games together. And it, a lot of times it's a surprise, you know.
That's what was amazing, Sandra. Amazing about you is you came back. You went the U.S. Open in 75 by four shots against Joanne Carner, Sandra Post, and the amateur Nancy Lopez. And then next year you come back and you're in an 18-hole playoff with Joanne Carner. There was something with you in that Open that your best game came out.
Well, I think at that time I was, you know, I've won most of my tournaments, Debbie, on long golf courses, which is kind of a surprise because I wasn't a long hitter. And I don't know, I just think being consistent, you know, time and time again. Well, I have so many, as I look back, I can hardly remember what I did yesterday, but I can remember a lot about that playoff, and that's in 1976 with Joanne Carner. And I, you know, in my heart, I know I should have won that tournament, but, you know, I wasn't, you know, maybe as I was nervous. And I'd had quite a few three putts that day, and she was mostly in the trees. And, you know, she's amazing. You never could count her out, ever, ever. So I'm just such a big fan of Joanne's, and she loves the game so much. And she hit the ball so far, it was pretty intimidating. So I always say my claim to fame at that tournament was calling her Big Mama. And I don't know if you knew that probably, but that's what I named her that, and that's carried.
That's, I guess, Sandra Palmer last week inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. She mentioned Joanne Carner. The name Nancy Lopez also came up. Some of the other players of that era, Jane Blaylock, Kathy Whitworth, Pat Bradley, Hollis Stacey, Amy Alcott, Jan Stevenson, Joanne Prentice, Carol Mann, Betsy King, and on and on and on. And Sandra Palmer, a standout from that era as well, with us today here on Tee to Green. Sandra, I hear some music, so that means we need to go to a break, but we're going to keep you on. And when we come back, let's talk about the World Golf Hall of Fame with Sandra Palmer, our guest today here on Tee to Green. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Golfers listen because we speak their language, and that language is golf. We do it every Sunday here on T.D. Gray and the Golf Show, along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. We continue with our guest, who is one of the newest members of the World Golf Hall of Fame. She, along with the others, were inducted just last week in ceremonies in Florida. Sandra Palmer is our guest, two-time LPGA major champion. She won 19 times on the LPGA Tour. Sandra, before we get specifically to the World Golf Hall of Fame, when I introduced you earlier, I mentioned that you began with the LPGA in 1964, but you went your first 7 years without winning an event, all the way up until 1971. What was that like, and were you getting frustrated, or how did you deal with that, the fact that you were out there, but you just couldn't break through?
Well, that goes back a long way, Jay, so I may have a little trouble remembering that, but I don't know. I had chances. I can remember leading it. We had a tournament in Raleigh, and my adopted parents called to see how I had done on the last round, and the pro said, well, she shot 80 and left town. You know, it's just hard, you know, putting the finish to it. So you never win it till you're in the clubhouse. So I don't know. I just love the game. I love every part about it. And, you know, that's part of dealing with, you know, the good and the bad. So what I love to do, and I still do. I wish I was a little better so I could play in some of these legends events, but I still enjoy going out hitting balls, and I try to do that. In fact, I've missed about 2 weeks here, so I'm anxious to get back, especially after watching this tournament. And then next week is the big KPMG for the women, which is the LPGA championship up at Sahali, which I worked there at Sahali for quite a few years, and it's one of the most beautiful courses in the world. I think it competes with the Masters. Every hole is lined with azaleas and rhododendrons and all that. So if you haven't been there, you should go.
Yeah, sounds good. So what was it like then? Take us back to last year when you got the call that you were going to be a member of the World Golf Hall of Fame.
Well, it was... I just couldn't believe it. I sat down and cried when I was talking to Greg McLaughlin. I thought maybe 1 year that I might be, get in, but I was just hoping that I would be able to be there and not in spirit. So, it was pretty overwhelming. And I don't know, this whole past year has just been extraordinary, and I think the beauty of all this is the people that this makes me want to cry, because I can't believe how many people really cared that I was going to be inducted. And I had this extraordinary group of people that came. I don't have family. Everyone unfortunately moved on, including some of my people that helped me along the way with instruction, like Harvey Pennington. But it was much more than I ever could have imagined that it would be. especially being inducted with the LPGA founders and, of course, Beverly Hansen. I knew her. She lived here in the desert. I live in Rancho Mirage, and she lived at Bermuda Dunes, so I would run across her some. I never played with her, but, man, she was quite a player. And
yeah.
I knew I had played a few times with Tom Weisskopf, and, boy, was he something. And not only that, he was just always so encouraging. And I remember him telling me that his mother was really responsible for him and the game and so forth. So he was really something. And I know he's missed by his family, and met his brother and his wife, Laurie. So it was incredible. Just incredible. Again, it just could not have been any better.
See, there's something special about that World Golf Hall of Fame is you get to choose someone to introduce you.
Yes.
And you have a very special friend who is very well known around the world because of not her golf talents, but her singing talents, the great singer Ann Murray. How did you become friends, and what was so special that you chose her to introduce you?
Well, you know, that really was special to me because Ann and we've been friends since we were on this Perry Como holiday special where he had featured some past athletes. And in 1975, I was player of the year and leading money winner. Not a lot of money, but anyway, the record stands. I think I made about $73,000 or $75,000. And the total purse that year was about $1.5 million. Oh, my. Anyway, and that part is so hard to believe how much that they're playing for now. But Ann, at that time, I think, when I met her, I'm not sure she and Bill were just married or something like that. But I don't know. We became fast friends. And, of course, she does play golf, and she plays very well. She's probably one of the top female celebrities with the lowest, I think. You probably know that too, Debbie, because you know her yourself. But when I spoke with her, if she would, well, I didn't speak with her. I actually texted her, and I said, would you consider introducing me at the Hall of Fame? And I said, don't tell me now. I'll give you a little time to think about it. And so maybe it went on about 3 weeks or a month. I called her and said, well, have you given it some thought? And she said, well, I didn't think you took so long to get back to me. I didn't think you wanted me to do it. But she said, yes. So, you know what? She was fabulous. I mean, she came all the way from Nova Scotia, and she brought her assistant with her. You know, you have to have, when you're, I guess you're a celebrity, you always bring your makeup person, your hair person. And I said, oh, will she help me, Patricia? Will she help me? And she did. And Patricia was so calming, but Ann was great. I mean, you know, I don't know, we had so much fun. And, you know, it's not that easy to travel. And but anyway, I was so appreciative that she came, and it meant so much. And of course, I knew people would probably be more excited about her, of course, and which is good. It took the pressure off me. But anyway, she was fabulous, and I'm just so grateful that she was able to do that.
Well, I don't know. You were certainly the star of the evening. Your speech was amazing. And, you know, they showed a video and the comments from some people who were in the audience, Beth Daniel. When you were head-to-head with her, she was determined to beat you. Nancy Lopez, a little bitty thing who was so tough and admired your hard work so much. Like, you are tough and competitive and fierce is the way you're described. Where did you get that fierceness and competitiveness, Sandra?
I don't, maybe desperation. You know, I was never as good as they were. So it's like when you win. You know, like with Joanne, I had to catch her on a day when she was a little off, and everybody's off. So you just keep trying, and I don't know. I just I always liked sports, and just I don't know. Sometimes it just happens, but I hope I didn't come across too. I was just kind of quiet. I just got in my own world when I played. And, you know, a few times I know I've been in the zone. That's a hard one to say what it is. But I remember I won at Indianapolis Country Club in Indianapolis, Indiana. And Patty Sheehan saw me the next week, and she said, I knew you were going to win that tournament. There was just something in your eyes or something. I don't know. You know, like, you know, saying about Ray Floyd, you know, how he would have that look and,
right.
You know. And yeah. I don't know. It's like, it's just something is like you're in a bubble and something comes over you. And you're not thinking about your swing. You just think about where you want the ball to go. And that's a few times I've done that. And, you know, I think when you get out of yourself and just let that happen, like you will it into the hole. You can just
I guess there's a newly inducted World Golf Hall of Famer Sandra Palmer is our guest today here on Tee to Green. Sandra, when you watch golf today, LPGA golf today, what are your thoughts? And can you relate to the modern LPGA and the game today?
Well, yes, I can a little bit. I mean, I see their fundamentals are so good. You know, so good. And they hit the ball. I mean, with the equipment, you know, it's so hard to say. You know, I didn't have the luxury of having hybrids and seven woods. And, I mean, the worst club in my bag was my three iron. why I carried a three iron, I don't know.
We can all relate to that. Sandra, I hear the music. We're out of time. Gosh, it's just flying by, but you're going to have to come back and talk some more golf with us.
Well,
how's that?
I would love to. I've got lots of stories. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. Love you, Debbie. So I look forward to
seeing you. Love
you
too, Sandra.
See you
soon.
Sandra Palmer, World Golf Hall of Famer, today on Tee to Green.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Free! Who doesn't love free? With Mylow's rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at lowes.com/mylowsrewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See lowes.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See lowes.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. It is what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. We'll get to our next guest, Mark Keble, in just a second, but I got a quick message from our friends at Divot Magazine for you. It's all about Colorado's premier golf discount program, the 2024 Green Saver. Are you tired of paying too much for golf? Who isn't? Well, you can... Now, Tee to Green can help you out. Check out the Green Saver. It's now available in book or mobile format. You can save with things like half-off green fees, two-for-ones, other discounts, plus discounts on cart rentals, equipment, club fittings, lessons, golf travel, and much, much more. All of that for just $49. And best of all, the more you play, the more you will save. For just $49, you can enjoy lots of great golf without breaking the bank. For more information or to order, check out greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com. And never pay full price to golf again. We go back to the Tee to Green guest line for our new next guest, Mark Keble. Mark, the director of instruction at Broadmoor here in Colorado Springs. He's also the director of instruction at the Air Force Academy and an indoor facility we have here called Trainwreck. He is the director of the Broadmoor Caddy and Leadership Academy. I've known Mark for a long, long time, about 20 years. And if all of that isn't keeping him busy enough, he is the chairman and founder of Fearless Golf, which the mission of Fearless Golf is to use golf as a vehicle for at-risk youth to successfully transition to adulthood. And we're so happy that we've got Mark Keble back with us on Tee to Green. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hi, Jay. Good morning. Good to be with you. Happy to talk about Fearless Golf and whatever else you want to discuss.
Yeah, long-time Tee to Green listeners will remember Mark, who used to do weekly golf tips for us here on Tee to Green as well. So the last time I talked to you, you mentioned to me you were starting out something new called Fearless Golf, and you would love to come on Tee to Green to talk about it someday. So let's jump right into it. Fearless Golf, how long have you been doing it now, and what's it all about?
Well, Fearless Golf, Jay, was formed in November of 19. Couple of friends that had been talking to me for years about starting a youth advocacy program and using golf as the vehicle just talked me into it, you know. Anyway, we started off, Jay, with just 20 kids it was Urban Peak at the time. It's now called The Place there, and now it's grown to close to 300 kids, and we've got six or seven partners throughout the city, and we're trying to grow, you know, appropriately without getting too big where we lose our influence. So it's been an exciting venture. I can't believe how well it's gone over in regards to, these are kids, Jay, that would never whiff a golf course normally. And when we first started, of course, the concern was that kids just would not be familiar enough with golf in order to take to it. But it's been anything but the case. For some reason, kids that just normally would never ever visit a golf course or go to a driving range, if they can get an 8-iron on the face or make a 15-foot putt or somehow get a chip close, you know, how they take to it and how relatable it is to them and the healthy environment that they're in. And then we combine our other three goals of the program. Our first is always using golf as a vehicle, as golf as a therapy. Very effective. But secondly, we use it as a networking opportunity. As you can imagine, a lot of these kids that age out of foster care and other sort of unfortunate circumstance, they don't really trust each other, let alone anybody else, so they don't really know anybody. And so we give them a chance to get to know people through golf and so on and so forth. And then what we'll do as well is we have a mentoring program where we'll put kids if they have an interest in any kind of business, any kind of a activity, anything like that, or just the need to be around a healthy adult that will advocate for them, that will listen to them, and work on their behalf on in any number of ways. We do that as well. And so the last thing, Jay, is we use it as a job placement, job training tool for those that are ready, and we partner with our community people on that, with the place and with Cedar Springs residential community, with Colorado Motion, with the Fort Carson Youth Outreach, and folks like that that really have the say. So they have the say whether the kids are ready for a job. Most of them, quite frankly, are not, but the ones that are, we'll help them with entry-level positions in any number of industries. So it's gone over amazingly well, and we're thankful for all of the support, continued support, and also the our community partners. Couldn't do it without them, that's for sure.
Mark, congratulations on your success with this. It transforms lives. Tell us, if you can, how do you specifically use golf in the therapy part? And we know it's a mental challenge for anyone who picks up the game. What do you see as the lessons from golf that help these kids grow?
Well, thank you, Debbie, and good to be with you as well. Well, you know, it's kind of an organic thing, to be dead honest with you. We, just the kids being outside, you know, and our big message to them, and on a golf course and visible, you know, we tell them, look, if you want to live a different life, if you want to, you can't think the same. Most of these kids never would have thought about golf. And so our challenge to them is you got to think out of the box. You know, you got to be willing to go to different places, be willing to hang with different people, and be willing to be in a different environment in order to make healthy changes in your life. And I always tell them, we like golf because you're visible. You know, you're out in the public. You're not in a dark pool room or something like that. We want these kids to be proud of what they're doing and what they're accomplishing, and certainly the fresh air, sunshine, and the environment, just being outside. All golf courses, there are no ugly courses. We happen to be at a lot of pretty ones here in our great city, but there are no ugly ones. And so we just do that. And then, as I say, there's some kind of an underlying allure with that golf has with people. I've seen it all over the world. I've been all over trying to make junior golf exchanges and such. And if we get kids to give it a try, then all of a sudden, you know, like when we first started working with the place, I remember myself and the executive director over there, we were hoping we might get 4 to 5 kids, and we got 11. And then after that, we were sold out every time. To this day. So we generally do it at Cherokee Ridge on the, you know, during the months that we can, and they've been fantastic partners over there. As far as using the range, we'll play the short course. We have volunteers that act as chaperones, and then we follow up. But as you all know, you know, that just that time together, walking and talking golf and talking about their life, is a very healthy endeavor for these kids, and they take to it. And I can't tell you the kids that have, you know, honestly had their, you know, they look at things a little different. It gives them something to look forward to that they didn't have before. And most of these kids, when they're ready, they do take advantage of our ability to help them get an entry-level position, or get clothes for an interview, or help them with their interview process, their resume, whatever they can do. And as you know, a lot of things in life, Debbie, most of these kids just need a major league cheerleader, a major league encourager. And I'm of the belief that encouragement is still the greatest form of motivation, and these kids need it. And they're great kids. They just, you know, they don't have anybody to advocate for them, which was what drew me to them in the first place. Life's tough enough, and when you don't have anybody on your side to coach you, to encourage you, to tell you, hey, you're not too far away, you're close, hang in there, keep it up, you're going to get this, you know, that type of thing. You know, in
life can be tough, especially with the mental health situation in our country and so on and so forth, and a lot goes into it, but we just want the kids to know that we are there for them and we can be a resource for them, and we will help. You know, we're not just talk. We'll write the letter. We'll make the phone call. We'll act on their behalf, and we'll also, you know, guess what? A couple weeks down the road, we'll be there again. You know, we line these things up, and we just want them to know this can be part of your life. And so a lot of the kids do take advantage of it, and certainly the programs have been fantastic in regards to the enthusiasm that they have for the program because they see how it works. So
it's called
interesting ride.
Fearless Golf, with the chairman and founder of Fearless Golf. And I love the name, by the way. Mark Kelbel is with us today on Tee to Green. Mark, how do you find the kids? How do you make that connection? And what are the age groups we're talking about here?
Well, we find the kids, Jay, really through the community partners. We target places that we know would have the need, and then it has grown literally from word of mouth from there. Like, we work with the Tiny Home Village people down off of Los Animas. There's a new Tiny Home Village going up at Flagler Park up off of Fillmore. And so those kids, too, and they're just kids that are trying to make their way from, sake of argument, you can age out of foster care, Jay, at 15. Now, that's rare that we work with a kid that young, but we do. But most of these kids are, sake of argument, 18 to 21, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. Some 17, but they're young adults. And so we just help them find their way with wherever they're going to go. We're just a resource. And we, you know, my good friend Larry Yonkers, that is kind of my nonprofit mentor that helps with the mission and was so instrumental in helping get the mission started here in town. You know, he told me he likes programs like us because we kind of stand in the gap between kids that end up at the mission and don't. And so we're just doing what we can. You know, in all honesty, Jay, we're trying to throw enough you-know-what against the wall to see what sticks. And we don't have all the answers, but I do know what you know, makes these kids turn their head. And what it is, really, Jay, is when you talk to the kids a certain way and you just hang in there with them, you let them know, look, we're not going anywhere. We'll be here next week. We'll see you. We'll take your phone call. If you call it, you know, you'll get a follow-up. I'll come and see you. Let's go out for coffee. We'll meet somebody that you're interested in. Give you, for instance, we met with a young man who was interested in getting in the oil business, and we have I had lots of friends from the Broadmoor that had experience in that. Well, we had him get his CDL license where he could deliver parts to the oil field, and that's what he did. I mean, the kid followed through, and now he's got a good paying job and a field of interest that he enjoys. And that's just an example, but we do it with many kids. A lot of them in their hospitality world, just as entry-level stuff that proves to them, hey, look, I can keep a job, I can hold a job, and I can work with a diverse number of personalities, I can show up on time, all of the things that it takes to do any job well in life. So we're just there. We just want the kids to know we care about them. We're not going anywhere. And we will act on their behalf. We will serve as an advocate for them, and we'll care about them. You know, we'll genuinely care about them, and we want to help them in any way, shape, or form. And so do all our community partners. You know, Shelley Jensen, yeah, who started that Los Animas Tiny Home Village, if there's a finer person that cares more about these kids than she. I mean, we have so many. The folks at Colorado Motion, Otis Forrest over at the youth outreach. Yes, sir.
Well, we're just about out of time. Got about 30 seconds. If people want to find out more, how can they do it?
Well, I tell you, truthfully, we're working on a new website because we're growing so quickly. But all of our work is done through the New Horizons Foundation. And if you're interested, you can look them up and look at our project at New Horizons. And if anybody be kind enough to want to help us financially, we don't need a ton of money, that's for sure, but whatever we do, we're growing so fast that anything is helpful. And
all
so
right.
That's, everything is through the New Horizons Foundation.
New Horizons Foundation. Fearless Golf, you are a saint, my friend. Keep up the great work.
Well, thank you and Debbie so much for having me on, and enjoy your day. Happy Father's Day to all those dads out there.
That's Mark Keble from the Fearless Golf on Tee to Green.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell and the fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf, Tee to Green. Another hour just flying by, but we're not done yet. There's no senior golf this week. The tour champions, the old guys, are in upstate New York getting ready for the Dick's Sporting Goods Open next week. The LPGA Tour in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's the Meyer Classic for Simply Give. Australia's Grace Kim, 5-shot lead. She's 17 under. Going into the final round today, giving chase some names. 5 players tied for second at minus 12, including Lexi Thompson, Anna Nordqvist, Allison Corpuz. Final round on the Golf Channel today. And at the 144th U.S. Open, Pinehurst number 2, play is already underway for the final round. Bryson DeChambeau takes a 3-shot lead into the last round today. Matthew Pavon, Rory McIlroy, Patrick Cantlay are 3 back at 4 under par. What do you think, Debbie? Bryson going to win his second U.S. Open championship?
He is dialed in. He'd be the guy I'd be betting on today. He really is playing well.
Yeah, I think he's going to be hard to catch with a 3-shot lead on a tough golf course. Even if he shoots par, somebody's going to have to shoot 66 or better to track him down. Our guest today, I don't know if you can find two better people to talk golf with than Sandra Palmer and Mark Kebble. What a great job.
Incredible, incredible people. All heart and really care.
Yeah, thanks to them for joining us. And thank you for joining us, too. That's going to do it for Debbie. I'm Jay. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.